Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in for Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, we'll get the latest on Syria from one of the few Western reporters in Damascus.
Meanwhile, President Barack Obama has agreed to explore the viability of a Russian plan for Syria to surrender its chemical weapons. That plan emerged yesterday. Today in Moscow, Syria's foreign minister accepted the plan, and France is drafting a UN resolution. But on Capitol Hill this morning, Secretary of State John Kerry warned Congress that the Russian plan must be real and verifiable, and that the U.S. must stand firm.
We have to continue to show Syria, Russia, and the world that we are not going to fall for stalling tactics. If the challenge we laid down is going to have the potential to become a real proposal, it is only because of the threat of force that we are discussing today, and that threat is more compelling if Congress stands with the commander-in-chief.
Well, the commander-in-chief, President Barack Obama, will speak directly to the American people from the Oval Office tonight. Joining us from Washington is Michelle Kellerman, who covers diplomacy for NPR. And Michelle, it seems as if the story is moving very quickly now. First of all, what do you make of the Russian plan and this real and verifiable question, as Kerry says it must be? Can it be real and verifiable?
You know, it's not really clear yet, Megan. I mean, this has been something the U.S. and Russia have discussed privately for a while. But as late as Friday, the Russians were telling me that they were dismissing the idea, saying they don't want to put boots on the ground to secure serious chemical weapons. But yesterday, Kerry opened the door to this. He said in London that the one way to prevent a U.S. military strike is for Syria to give up its chemical weapons. Russia's foreign minister quickly took up the offer and said he proposed it to Syria. And if Russia was calling Kerry's bluff, perhaps, the French may be calling Russia's bluff here, because the French are now proposing a Security Council resolution that would warn of consequences if Syria does not follow through.
Hmm. Now, sometimes the gears of diplomacy grind forth ever so slowly. Mm-hmm. Could diplomatic channels take a long time this time, or is there a sense of urgency?
I think there is a sense of urgency. I mean, the French are saying, you know, this has to be days, not months. But, you know, the UN weapons inspectors who took blood and soil samples out of Syria haven't even reported to the Security Council on their findings yet. So the diplomats are probably going to have to delay their work a bit until they get that firm report from the UN inspectors.
Hmm. Now, Michelle, what do you think all of this is going to have an impact on regarding Congress? Because there is a debate on authorizing military strikes there. The Senate has already postponed a vote on the matter that it was supposed to take this week. How could it affect what Congress does or doesn't do?
Well, that's right. The Senate is backing away. And the argument that Secretary of State Kerry and Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel are making in the House Armed Services Committee is that this never would have happened without a credible strike. So they argue that Congress should back up the president on this so that the U.S. can go into these negotiations, at least, with a firm and united position and this credible threat.
Now, I wonder if we could take a step back, Michelle, because just last week, it seemed that the United States or the Obama administration was taking the position that any diplomacy through the UN Security Council was just a non-starter because of recalcitrance from the Russians, at the very least. So does the UN's sudden role in this crisis, does it surprise you?
Well, it does surprise many in Washington, because the Obama administration was arguing that it had exhausted all diplomatic options. Now we're seeing that that's not the case. Now, I have to say that it's going to be very difficult to move this ahead. Not only do you have the debate in the UN Security Council about what to do, but I'm told that technically it's very difficult and expensive to rid Syria of its chemical weapons. You know, the fact that this is taking place in a war zone is going to be, you know, an added difficulty, but they're going to have international experts on the ground in Syria to secure the material. I'm told it's too dangerous to fly it out of Syria, like to go to Russia, for instance, where they do have the facilities to destroy nerve agents. And they're going to have to even build a facility to destroy agents in Syria in the midst of a war zone, if that's what they decide to do. So technically, there are a lot of questions ahead.
And is it fair to ask, given all that, can we even predict when a resolution might pass?
I think the French are going to push really hard to move quickly. I think you're going to see Russia balking at the language of putting it under what they call Chapter 7 of the UN Charter, which means there's consequences for if Syria does not follow through, and that, you know, it opens the door to a military strike, which is something the Russians have been trying to avoid and have blocked everything on that basis.
Well, Michelle Kellerman covers diplomacy for NPR. Michelle, thank you so much.
Thank you.